This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, nobody likes to be stereotyped, right? Nobody wants people making a judgment on them based on some, quote, oversimplified beliefs or images of a particular group of people. Whether it's by race, religion, political affiliation, age, appearance, hobbies, profession, gender, basically, you name it, there's a stereotype about it. And depending who you are, you either find stereotypes incredibly frustrating, or more frustratingly, you find them remarkably accurate. Now, one of the many stereotypes about being a guy is that we just don't listen, right? You know, we tune out loved ones no matter what you're saying. We just don't care. We don't pay attention. Well, guess what? To that end, researchers discover that domestic cats, they have to meow at men 3 times more than they do at women just to get a response. Just for us to turn around and acknowledge the cat, it takes them over 4 meows just for us to turn around and say, oh, hey, buddy. When it comes to the ladies, they meow once, and a woman's like, hey, baby, and meow back. Maybe there's some truth to that. What can one say? But on that note, we do have a list of, basically confessions from working folk who admit that they are the stereotype of their profession. All right, so we will hear from cashiers. Whatever you might think of them, it's true, but worse than you think. IT support, bartenders, engineers, they've all come clean to corroborate what you already believe to be true about them. Because that's the thing about stereotypes. They didn't start out of nowhere. There's somebody that perpetuates it for better or worse. But why just stop at your job? And that's what today's question is all about. Brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. We want to know, look, sex, race, religion, occupation, what do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All of it, y'all, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,445. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it each and every week. You bring us stories in the news of people doing some messed up stuff.
Yeah.
And then we pit them up against each other. It's up to us to determine out of those three stories which one sucks the least. Is there a theme to the last Who Sucks Less of the year?
Inadvertently, kind of the medical world.
Medical world.
Yeah, you know, people need the drugs. Maybe you don't take them. If you're going to bill people, maybe don't snatch the money. Or if someone needs life-giving care, maybe you let them have it.
Okay.
That's all.
That's it. Don't
charge them crazy amounts of money out of pocket for a take-home test.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
That's exactly
it. Yes, yes.
Let's hear a couple programming notes as we wrap up the year here.
Whoa, wrap up the week.
We're going to wrap up the year. We've got
wrap up.
Tomorrow is our final big dummy of the year.
That's correct.
It's also Coats for Kids Day.
That is also correct.
Do us a favor and head to KISW.com. And please, if you can, give $25 for a child in Washington State that needs a coat. It is cold out there today.
Yes, it is.
And the coats are made in America. And they're $25 a piece. Please give what you can. The goal is to put a brand new coat on 2,500 kids here in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we can get that done before the end of the year. We want to hit that number tomorrow.
That would be great.
Now, obviously, if we can make 3,000 kids happy, that would be awesome as well. You got to keep in mind, man, kids grow.
Yeah.
So they might have had a coat last year. It probably does not fit them in
Gary
a couple
Coleman's
years.
Gary Coleman's turning in his grave. Tell him to shut up.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, like shoes, coats, all these things, man. Kids are tough on clothes anyway, and then they grow at the same time. So kids need a new winter coat just about every year. So we're going to try to make that happen. So if you can, please give what you can now at KISW.com. And then tomorrow, the big push, as we're going to try to get this number by 5 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon.
That is
our goal. We want to be done by the shot of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then we want to be sure that we hit that number. So please.
It'd be a great thing to toast.
Yes, it would be. That's kind of what we're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the shot of the day would be, that would be awesome if we could just make that nut by then. So please give what you can now at KISW.com. Friday is our end of year spectacular. Mike, any insights into anything that we can expect for our final 20th anniversary season show?
Absolutely. A lot of awards will be given that day to the various callers and segments and little bits that we have done, things that we've forgotten that we have achieved throughout the entirety of the year. We have a lot of people that are on for a caller of the year, a lot of segments that are up for segment of the year, a handful of stories that we might not have heard from over the years, some stories that you have heard from over the years. We'll also, of course, dip into the vault of some of the greatest moments in men's room history that we like to revisit around this time each and every year.
Okay. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, we did a great job just finishing the year with the Unwrapped holiday show.
That was great.
That was awesome. We've had a great year celebrating 20 years with you. Lucky enough, man, that we got a chance to partner with Black Raven a few years back. We have a 20th anniversary lager out, and word on the street is it's selling so well. Might be one of those things that just keeps going.
Yeah. I hope so.
It's like Pabst Blue Ribbon. Maybe they won a blue ribbon, maybe they didn't. But whatever it was, they've kept that ribbon now for over 100 years. So
they didn't.
Well, yeah.
Did they not win it, or was the ribbon more like a participation ribbon?
No. They just threw it on. The World's Fair was coming up, and showing animals was very big, and you won a blue ribbon.
Okay.
So they just threw it on there. Guinness won that year.
Oh, really?
Guinness won.
Yeah.
So they should be really the blue ribbon beer.
But to Pabst's credit, Miles is right. We still think of it like, they must have won.
They won a blue ribbon.
You'd have to be a nerd like me to know they didn't.
But 100 years
ago. I mean, you just ruined it for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? I'm not going to drink it now.
Yeah. Hey, it's still a great American beer.
No, absolutely.
It's not the Men's Room Porter, but it's great.
But honestly, anytime I've had a Pabst, I'm like, I cannot believe they won a blue ribbon. The good news, they didn't.
They didn't.
All right, so that justifies my taste buds.
And over the break, if you're having some friends over, whatever, do us a favor, man. Grab a six-pack, if you haven't tried it yet, of Men's Room IPA from Black Raven. Or if you find it on tap, the Men's Room Holidays Holiday Porter, which is out there as well. The 20th anniversary lager is out there. Our Uli's famous sausage Men's Room Beer Brats, they are out there. And they're fantastic to grill up. And of course, Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company, and you're helping out our friends at the Three Fisher House location.
That's right.
So if you would like to do some good and help us out, help out the Fisher House.
Be gluttonous.
Yeah, think about those products, you know, when you're out there shopping and doing your thing over the holiday season. Okay, today we're going to talk about stereotypes. They come in all shapes and sizes, whether it's a sexual stereotype that you fall into, whether it's race, whether it's religion, could be occupation, could be where you live and where you grew up. You know, like I can.
You're from West Virginia.
I'm from West Virginia.
But there's no stereotypes.
Well, there's a ton of
cousin effort.
The only one that I really don't subscribe
you
to is
toothless drunk
that's
ass
the one.
Cousin effing.
My teeth are okay.
Yeah, you got good teeth.
Shockingly enough, that's one thing that that I don't fall into. But
you also said the only reason you didn't sleep with the cousin when you could have is just because the stereotypes aren't there.
Yes, exactly.
If you were from,
not blood related.
If you were from Ohio,
this was a cousin by marriage,
understand.
And a distant cousin by marriage.
But the only reason you didn't is because you're from West Virginia. Had you been in Ohio, you'd have been like, let's do this.
Yeah, but I can't fall into the stereotype. I mean, I get home, the first thing I do is I take my socks and my shoes off, and I'm barefoot.
Right.
All right. I'm drinking a Mountain Dew right now.
That's
basically what fuels, you know, the entire state of West Virginia. More Mountain Dew is sold in West. I think more is sold in Texas, but by volume on population,
like per capita.
West Virginia leads the nation. Now I'll be sitting here drinking a Mountain Dew. You're drinking an orange soda.
Almost every day. I'm drinking a Coke now, but make no mistake, I had a Fanta earlier.
Right.
And I like orange soda, and I like fried chicken, but I hate to do it in public, just like you won't have your cousin. It's like, look, man, I don't want to do this. You just get the knowing looks from people
I used to have a buddy. Not only would he not eat fried chicken or wings in public, if I was in the room, he wouldn't eat it. Just because he was like, I'm not eating fried chicken off the bone in front of a white guy.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, but like, wings are
some are fine. He stuck to it.
But like, some are fine, though.
I mean, like, wings are universal, right? But fried chicken's different. Like, going to KFC is different than going to Wingstop. So if my ass goes to KFC or Ezel's or Heaven Sent,
Well, growing up in West Virginia, I love fried chicken. I mean, 90% of the time I go to breakfast.
Everyone I know likes fried chicken.
I go and get biscuits and gravy.
I just get hit with the stereotype. I'm like, everyone's eating goddamn fried chicken.
Because West Virginia, if you go to a restaurant in West Virginia, they don't even offer, like, an English muffin or toast.
Yeah.
Why waste the bread? They know you're going to get a biscuit.
Biscuit, of course.
That's basically all you eat if you're having a bread product with your breakfast in the morning. And I just can't shake it, man. I've stuck. Nothing tastes better
than
me.
But that's true in the South. If you go all through the South, you're getting a biscuit. You would have to ask for toast.
My dad eats grits every morning. He lives in Florida.
Yeah.
He lives in a trailer. You know, like he's perfectly fits his stereotype. He drinks whiskey. He has grits in the morning.
Right.
Sometimes shrimp on top and, you know.
If you do it right.
Yeah. I mean, he is Florida man.
I grew up in Maryland. I have never, ever, a time in my life lived somewhere and not had Old Bay in my home.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that
exactly.
is, or Maryland flag representation.
You take it to restaurants.
I have.
See, that's the difference.
That's how the bartender at the Crab Pot knows me. He's like, you're the guy that brings in your Old Bay.
But do you give it to the chef so he can sprinkle, because he won't know how much to put on there.
Oh, no. I just like to dip my crabs in it.
Okay. Yeah. But you take it to the restaurant. See,
correct.
I have Old Bay in my house. I would never think to myself, I'm going to put this in my pocket.
But you're not from Maryland.
If I'm, you know, going over to Salty's for, you know, brunch.
The only time it got me in trouble was on a date. Anthony. She used to do those crab feeds on Sunday night.
Sure.
I hadn't lived here this long. Didn't realize Anthony's a little nicer. I pre-called and I said, do you have Old Bay? She said, no. So I brought some. And then the girl I was with, she was like, and I just brought it in a little Ziploc like drugs.
Oh, damn.
She was like, are you really going to use that? I was like, yeah.
Absolutely. And if you go to your house, you have a Maryland flag anywhere that's visible in your home.
I have one framed above my couch.
Okay, see, this is what Maryland people do.
Yep.
They love the flag so much, like the colors of University of Maryland basically represent the flag.
Correct.
Of the state of Maryland. And if you know somebody from Maryland, inevitably, they have this print of the flag somewhere in their home.
I got it all over my house.
Yeah, shirts.
It's not quite the flag, but it'll be in the shape of the crab, right?
Yep.
And then there's a Maryland flag. Like, which is about as sad as it gets, but I can't explain it. But if you were from Maryland, there's something about that flag. Like, and keep in mind, it's a loud, crazy, weird, ugly ass flag. But if you're from Maryland, man, you will rock.
But no
that
other
thing
state does that. No, I mean, like our flag in
Texas,
Washington State is green.
That's not exciting.
You would never think to put that on a college football team's uniform or anything like that. In Maryland, they do. You know, like you see that thing everywhere you go.
Everywhere.
And it's, and there's a
if you went to a funeral, it's not odd that somebody be wearing a state flag tie at the
guaranteed
funeral.
Yeah. Or guaranteed. A jacket. Or whatever the hell they're wearing.
Yeah.
The inside of the coffin might be draped with the flag material.
We were the only state, the Calvert family told the English. They said, we're keeping the family coat of arms.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That explains
so that's
the
why
appearance.
Our flag looks so much different. The Maryland flag, it looks like an old English flag. It's basically that family was just like, F you. Well, we're going to stay here and we're keeping the flag.
And the thing is, it's adored by anyone who's a Maryland resident.
Yeah.
But everyone else thinks, what is this? This is one of the ugliest things I've ever seen in my
absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely. If you don't know what it is, it's jarring.
Yo, yeah.
I mean,
it's obnoxious.
Like, right. It really freaking it's kind of like, you know, when horse jockeys, like their pants are always absolutely stupid. It's basically that, right?
Correct.
But if you're from there, it's like, hey, man, it means everything. Can't explain it.
Yeah. I mean, if you've listened to this program for the last 20 years, if someone is from California, they will tell us that in the first two sentences on any topic.
And it doesn't have to have anything to do
nothing.
With the story.
It has nothing to do with it, but it's just the first thing that comes out of someone's mouth. Texas is the same way, but in a different way.
But Texas wants you to know because Texas is proud of Texas, right? That's universally abundant with Texas. But California, it's like, look, we simply said, how was your day? You know, I'm having a pretty good day today. Reminds me when I was in the Bay Area. Like, dude, this has nothing to do with California. But they will absolutely let you know.
If people are from Texas, they'll let you know they're trying to get back to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those universal things. Well, I'm up here for a while, but I'll eventually make it back.
Yeah, it's about Texas
again.
I mean, honestly, the first answer we got on X was great. This guy goes, I'm from Kansas City, but I'm Mexican heritage, so I'm a Raiders fan.
Okay.
Well, I was like, fair shout.
They're one of the biggest fan bases in Mexico.
Yeah,
the Ravens do pretty well, but the Raiders do really well.
Nobody touches the Raiders, man. Even when we went to the Vegas game, I'm in Las Vegas, right? So you just think, like, whatever ethnicity, I swear to God, 95% of the guys that are rocking Raiders gear, it's like, all right, you're of Latin descent. Like, it's just, that's kind of a thing, man. That's the stamp of, because I was looking down to my wife, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, you would think we're at the Mexico City game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Honestly, I'm like, there might be more people of Mexican descent at this Vegas game in Las Vegas than if we went to freaking Mexico City to actually see the game.
Right. It could be doing whatever your hobby is. For a while there, I was running. And when you get to that finish line, no matter if you do a 5K, Ted, I don't know if you were witness to this because it was more of a shorter race. But people who run just talk about running all the time. For whatever reason, if you are a runner, you talk about running all the time. And there's more stereotypes that fit into that. Now, when I was doing those half marathons, you know, most of those races were actual marathons. So you've got two groups of people. You've got somebody doing it half and somebody who's doing it the whole deal. And we were in the tunnel coming back, and I was doing the half marathon, and a guy in front of me collapsed. I don't know if he had a seizure. I don't know what happened, but it was a definitive medical emergency. He was shaking. His eyes were rolling back into his head. You know, I stopped. I looked at him. I'm like, oh, man, this guy is having a hard time. But we're also in a tunnel, and it's dark. And there's two lanes. There's one for the half marathon, and there's one for the marathon. And we need a doctor. And, I mean, you can hear my voice screaming in the tunnel. We need a doc. I jumped into the marathon line and put my hands out and said, we need a doctor.
They're like 80% of them stuff.
The first guy who was coming up
course.
To me was a doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you know anything about doctors, they are highly driven individuals. They have in their entire lives, but they run marathons.
Yep.
They do. You cannot believe the percentage of, you know, it's your doctor. He's obviously health conscious, but
you would hope so.
These guys are incredibly, incredibly competitive. And they'll go and run races. They'll try to qualify for the Boston Marathon or New York City Marathon or whatever the hell they're doing. But, man, as far as hobbies go and doctors go, if it has anything to do with exercise, most of them are runners and long-distance runners. And the first guy stopped, and he started giving them aid. By that point in time, a golf cart had come up. So there was more people on the way. So I was like, all right, I've killed my 5 minutes. I'm gonna start back up and keep running. There's nothing I can do here. But it was I could not believe it was the first dude. It was the first.
Well, and they're the only group, and granted, I respect people that run marathons, but they're the only group that, like, put the bumper stickers up and stuff.
To let you know that they've done it.
Right, like, gym bros don't generally put, like, I max out at 400.
Right. You don't see that.
Right? Yeah. Like, I don't say I once boxed in front of 2,500 people on a bumper sticker.
Right.
But runners, it's important that we know. It's important that we know, and it's not like, look, I get if you put your honor roll crap up there for your kid. You're proud of your kid. You want your kid to feel good about themselves. runners are like, oh, no, this is about me. Mm-hmm. This is about me. I want you to, and because you're not going to ask, but I really want to talk about this. So if I put the bumper sticker there, maybe there's a chance you'll ask me about it. And I promise you, I won't.
Well, I mean, this year alone, the one that's bothered me, I can't put my finger on it yet. There's got to be something to this. But I know for a fact that most people who have new driver, student driver, be patient, you know, new driver, they're not 16 years old.
They're everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out the correlation.
I think people are just putting the stickers on the car. Because again, like you said, I'll look in the car and I'm like, this woman's 45 years old. That does not mean that she's not a new driver, but I find it highly unlikely. Either Washington State has the most much older new drivers than anywhere else in the country, or you're lying to our ass. And I know maybe you share the car. I get it.
Well, if it's a 16-year-old beater car, I understand it. I've seen these things on Volvos. I've seen them on Teslas.
I've seen them on undercover cop cars.
BMW. Yeah,
exactly. Like, you're not a new driver. You're a cop.
I mean, how are you a new driver, and that's a 5 Series BMW?
Yeah, come on.
I mean, what is going on there? So our question, sex, race, religion, or occupation, what do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype? 206-803.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
3 Rock.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, talking about tomorrow being Coach for Kids Day. Check this out. So Richard Minahan just gave $169.
Nice. Oh,
it's Dick.
Gave $25.
Oh, yeah.
Kane Lynn, $511.
Wow.
That is a lot of jackets. $25 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. We are halfway to our goal right now.
Yeah.
So we've got 1,250 kids in coats. We want to double that. Get 2,500 yes. by tomorrow. So that is the goal. Please donate now at KISW.com.
Tomorrow at 5.
Tomorrow at 5, we need to get that
5
done.
O'clock, yes.
That's the idea. We want to drink a toast and celebrate you for helping out the kids here with Operation Warm and the Washington Council of Firemen. All right. So our question today actually came to us from this story. They say, in one of the stranger findings in a while when it comes to cats, researchers now suggest they may have to meow more if a man takes care of them instead of a woman. As the New York Times reports, the theory is the cats have essentially realized that guys are not great listeners. Or as the study in the journal Ethology puts it, in a science speak, men require more explicit vocalizations to notice and respond to the needs of their cats. Now for the experiment, which happened in Turkey. Volunteers allowed researchers to document their interactions with their cats upon coming home from work or wherever. They found the cats greeted male caregivers with an average of 4.3 meows in the first 100 seconds, compared to just 1.8 meows for women. In general, the women talked to their cats more or mimicked their meows and appeared to be more skilled in interpreting feline vocalizations. The researchers acknowledged that the sample size is small, but it does draw a general conclusion. But they hope it lays the groundwork for bigger studies to figure out, are guys just not the best listeners in the world?
No, which
is
we're not.
Which is essentially what they're saying. I think that holds true for... I'm guilty. I am 100% guilty.
I'm definitely guilty because I don't care. If you're not saying anything of any relevance, I just turn my brain off. It's not a mean thing, but I just like information, right? So if you're just talking but not really saying anything or there's no particular point that I can think you're getting there, I don't care.
It's the same as people who call and go, look, long story short, when you hear that, what do you think? What is going through your brain?
Right.
The same thing that's going through ours. This is going to take forever.
Yes.
So I'm just going to be off and on kind of through this conversation as far as listening goes, because I know it's going to take you a while to get to the home point on this whole deal. So our question, sex, race, religion, or occupation, what do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Betola.
Hola.
So I work for a certain airplane company in this region. We all know it. But they go by the Lazy Bee, and it couldn't be more true, man. People here, they don't do much about anything. They get paid to just sit around and do nothing.
But how can you just sit around and do nothing? Is it that you can get the amount of required work done within your 8-hour shift? So if you got 2 hours to burn, you just hang out and do nothing?
That can be the case sometimes. And then there's other cases where people will just they'll damage something or make sure the work can't get done, so they have that extra hours to just sit there and do nothing.
Actually go out of their way to make sure that so you're saying sometimes if something is quote unquote damaged, it's 4D chess basically. So this project will not be completed today, therefore I have nothing to do.
Basically, or you got a team of people that'll take care of work that's gone downstream, and they just, we can't do it today, so they just don't do anything.
Okay,
and you're saying you're guilty of that as well.
I can't say that I'm not guilty of it.
All right, so again, how long have you worked there?
I've been here almost 4 years.
All right. What did you do before that?
I worked at the kitchens for that same facility.
Okay. So you worked in the kitchen. So in my mind, your stereotype is I truly believe that 90% of the pizzas that I've eaten in my life have been made by someone who's stoned.
I guarantee it.
You know, it's a high percentage. That might be a little bit high.
I don't think it. I will say in all the kitchens I worked in over 12 years, maybe there was one person I can think of that did not smoke. And then more than that. Typically, we wouldn't be stoned during prep, but when you open the doors for the restaurant, because customers can be customers who they fit their stereotype, right? So you'd get stoned, so you just take things more with a grain of salt. Because it's a high-stress job, it's constant, blah, blah, blah. But when you're stoned, you're like, I got it, man. It's all good.
Yeah, no sweat.
The wait staff and the bartenders, generally, they were all coked up for the exact opposite reason. Well, one, they enjoyed cocaine, but beyond that, just have the energy level, right? Yeah. Always have a smile, running around. It was a guarantee. And we said, basically, at the end of the night, when we closed down, we'd sit down with the bartenders and wait staff at the bar, and we would trade drugs. Because now they want to come down a little bit, right? They've been running their ass off. Well, we just finished cleaning the kitchen. Everyone's real lazy. It's like, all right, well, let's start snorting coke.
Yeah, and I would also, at least in my experience with the restaurant people that I've been around, they are all hooking up with each other.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe that was just part of the younger days, as far as when I was a little bit younger. But it just seemed in that industry that there was a lot of people who were enjoying each other's company.
Yeah, you kind of had to, man. I mean, it's a very incestuous job, so to speak. Like, look, if you work at a restaurant in Seattle, you can get a job at any other restaurant in Seattle, and you know at least two people that work there because you've worked with them in the past, right? So it's everyone, even if you don't know them personally, you know of them for sure, right? Your reputation precedes you, whether you're the playboy, you're the drug dealer, you don't get away from it. It is a small, finite number of people willing to do that job because it's a pretty essy job overall, right? But it's the same pool of people. And you would go to different restaurants, but like, I worked with one waitress at seven different restaurants, and we never intentionally went there together. It's just, I'd go in and fill out a job application. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? She's like, oh, what's going on? And, you know, a good word would go in for you. And it's the same when I'd work somewhere, and like, I used to work with that guy. Definitely hire him.
I would say, too, the hours are so awkward.
They're weird.
Especially if you're working weekends, right? Like,
who else?
There's only so many people you can hang out with. So generally, it's going to be other industry people on Sunday or Monday.
That is correct.
It also seems like sometimes there's enough downtime, or maybe there's not. But it seems like the restaurant world, especially the kitchen staff, pull pranks on each other a lot.
Well, sure.
More so than a lot of other places.
I think anything that's high stress, if you can pull pranks, you do. And the pranks are more real time. You know what I mean? So whether you hit the knives or you switched out some of the trays or whatever it is, it's just little things that'll piss them off in the moment. But you get about 30 seconds to enjoy the prank. Then you got to get back to it. Because honestly, honest, there's just not a lot of downtime. And I think just the intensity of the job all the freaking time. And Ted, like you said, the hours suck. So it's like you do bond. Because you have to. Because like Ted said, there's not a whole lot of other people. Everyone else is enjoying what you do. You're at work, right?
Right.
And sometimes I feel bad. Just like, I'll go out on a Saturday night, and I'm like, God, I remember working in restaurants and these nights. Now I'm that guy.
Those are the nights you make money. But I mean, the first time I was 19, I was a bartender. But like, when we got off, we would go to one guy's house. Now, this is in College Park, so like, it was kind of easier to rent houses as a group.
Yeah.
And we'd go to his house, and we'd play darts, and then other bar workers would come
start
over.
Start showing up, yeah.
So I mean, even if you hadn't worked with those chicks, like, they were kind of your options.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got, man.
Yeah.
Everyone else is asleep.
The age doesn't hurt, but yeah.
Yeah.
Sex, race, religion, and occupation. What do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype? 206-803-ROCK.
And by the way, it's not just pizza. If you've eaten at a restaurant, there's a very good chance that the person who made your food was high. I don't care if you're at the most expensive steakhouse. I don't care if you're getting a pizza. I don't care if it's a sub. Like, they're stoned, man. It's the same job. Yeah. Hello, Donna. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores, bitches.
Liquor and whores.
How are you doing today?
We're doing great, man. Thank you.
Fantastic. So I'm half Irish, half Native American. And what that boils down to is I'm a Native American girl who can hold her liquor.
Okay.
So did you luck out on the genes? Because my understanding with the Native American, there's what, I don't know if it's a gene or a protein or something generally that's in your system, or alcohol has a very adverse effect, right?
Exactly. So the Irish kind of counteracts that. I don't get hangovers. Never have.
Now, do you have siblings? So in other words, does someone else move to the other side? Or they got more of the Native genes, so when it comes to alcohol, it just takes them out much faster?
That would be my son.
Okay. Well, see, Irish, in my world, if someone does drink and they're Irish, they're going to tell you they're Irish.
Of course. It's like this excuse.
And, you know, I don't know a lot of people who are Irish who... I don't know. Drink Crown Royal or Jack Daniels or Jim Beam. They drink Jameson or Tullamore Dew. Or, you know.
Jameson is nasty.
What's your go-to?
Well, I'm basic. I'm a vodka girl.
Okay. I drink, if I can find it, I drink either Patty's or...
Tullamore?
Tullamore Dew or Powers.
Or Men's Room IPA.
Well, as far as liquor goes, yeah.
But truth be told, I have Jameson in my house.
Right. Yeah,
I'm of Irish descent. I wouldn't say I'm Irish, but I love Jameson.
Your Christmas beer is phenomenal, by the way.
Oh, all the day? Yeah, 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 super good.
Yeah.
Where did you get a chance to try it?
There was a little store by my house that was selling it.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Well, awesome. Thank you for buying it. Right. We appreciate that.
So what is the average look of your Irish / Native girl? Like, what are the genes that we notice most? What would I probably identify you as if I'm not watching you drink?
Well, you're going to look at me. I'm Native.
Okay.
I'm a cocktail waitress at the large casino north of Seattle.
Yes.
So you're Native American, and you also work at a casino.
Yes.
That's a stereotype, too, right?
And I drink, so, you know.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a stereotype when it's on the reservation.
You own it. You know what I mean? It's yours.
I will say.
It's not a stereotype. It's the fact. Yeah, right. I mean, that's federally mandated.
Exactly. Right.
it ain't my tribe, so I don't own it.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. All right.
There's also, I think, a stereotype, which I'm fine with. I get it. It's like if I meet people that are like I'm assuming your father was the Irish descent.
He was.
Yeah.
Well, so there's that's a stereotype of that.
Pasty guys like women with darker skin.
Yeah.
So like if I meet a person, like I used to date a girl that was Mexican and Irish, like, I get it. Yeah. But Irish people moved over here and were like, what is this?
Hey now. Hey now, now. Right. Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's
good.
All right. Yeah, now, are you dating anyone or are you married?
I'm married.
You are married. And what is the descent of your husband?
He is also Native American. He's actually full-blooded Maya.
Okay. So he's full-blooded. So, like, his family have any problem with you? Like, ah, Christ, dude, she's half Irish. What the hell are you doing?
Nah. The funny thing is they all, his family speaks Spanish, and they come up to me, and they're, like, speaking Spanish, and then I'm, like, looking at them, and they're like, oh, me forget you, no understand.
Damn, it almost sounds condescending
at
that point.
What does your husband do for a living?
He's a supervisor at a casino a little further north of the one I work at.
Okay, so the casino thing is running thick here. All right.
Yeah. It's a family thing.
All right.
Actually, my daughter is the reason that you guys have an age limit on people who can call in.
Well, what did she do? How old was she and what happened?
She was 13 and Miles asked her something about... It was about a deformity, and Miles asked her what she looked like when she was naked.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. See, and that's a stereotype for most radio people, and me included, is the fact that so oftentimes, you know, you step over that line. You don't mean to.
You don't know.
Just in general conversation, though, too, man. It used to be a lot worse, but I'm trying to get better.
She's 31 now. It's okay.
Oh. Well, again.
Well, have her call in and she can finally tell Miles exactly what she looks like.
That's a stereotype of radio people.
Well, you know, I mean, we run our mouth. You always take it to that level.
Damn, and my daughter's way of the age limit.
It's all right, though. Throw help chat on Friday.
What'd I do Friday?
Yeah, let me hear that story about your mother. Not my mother. Well, Miles generally will ask a question and it goes sideways.
Yeah.
Well, you had all your info for the band.
Oh, God. Yeah, man. I forgot. Right. So we're at Tony V's and, what's the man? Return to Dust. Yeah. Right. Four young guys. Very nice guys. And we tried to do research before we interviewed these people, which, by the way, one of the guys even said, I appreciate you guys doing the research. So I feel good about myself in these moments. So I had two specific questions that I really wanted to ask them that I thought were interesting, again, based on the research. Well, neither one of the questions was accurate. And they're just like, hey, man. We could tell you got this off the internet. I'm like, well, sure, you know, but it was your band. I'm like, okay, this one of them is patently untrue. It has nothing to do with us. It's completely false. So I give it a second. I ask a second question, and they're like, that's not a bad question, but you're talking to the wrong band member.
No.
It's not my mother. The question you're asking is about this guy's mother.
Yes,
it's like, of course it is. Oh, freaking God. I told Ted afterwards, like, I quit. Like, I give up, man.
Sitting next to him. I can see your notes. I mean, it's locked and loaded. He's just like, well, screw it.
I know. Yeah. After I was like, I'm done.
And I've been on a roll for 20 years. If I ask somebody a question, typically it's the worst case possible answer. We had one of those Friday, too.
Oh, I forgot about that guy.
Look, man.
Oh, God, dude. Yeah. And it seems like a harmless question.
It really did.
That one felt very generic and harmless.
Well, but I can get into these situations talking to somebody at a bar or just, you know, in general, you know, at a gathering or whatever. And
sure.
I'll do the same thing. And it's not just on the air. Like, there's no way that could be just possible. You know, it's a lot of times, I mean, my questions are, I don't think they're that bad.
Sometimes they're not. You asked the guy Friday, you said, hey, man.
I said,
where are you coming from, or do you live close? Yeah, whatever. But the guy's like, actually, I am homeless. I'm in a homeless shelter. I'm like, bro, look. No one could have seen that coming.
No.
None of us.
But it wouldn't have happened if I didn't ask the question.
If I had asked, he lives in a seven-bedroom home.
Yeah. No, he retired.
So it's like Schrodinger's cat.
He retired early.
They're 35. You know what I mean? He's
good to go.
He's doing well.
If Miles looks, the cat is dead. If I look, it's alive.
Yeah. I wore an Ace Frehley shirt this year. One day I wear an Ace Frehley, right? Who dies that day?
That day.
Who dies that day? I haven't worn that shirt since because I'm afraid he's going to die again.
You're right.
Or I'm going to kill another member of KISS.
Zombie Ace Frehley.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to kill, I don't know.
You're going to kill Little Ace.
I'm going to kill Tommy Thayer.
I know,
Thayer.
Little Ace.
Tommy Thayer's going to die.
Yeah, something.
Or, you know, Bruce Kulick or whoever.
Sex, race, religion, or occupation. What do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Aiden. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good, Aiden. Thank you, man.
Good, good. So, yeah, so as an occupation stereotype, I am a mechanic. And as a mechanic, the biggest stereotype I've ever heard is a good mechanic, usually their car doesn't run. And that is exactly how it is with me, actually. Both my vehicles, my car and my motorcycle, don't run right now.
Why is that?
Yeah. Because you're so tired of doing work that when you get home, you don't want to keep doing work?
It's partially that, but with my car, I've been modifying it. So, I mean, yeah, I do so much work. I get home and I don't necessarily want to sit here and waste more time at the end of the day.
But it's part of the problem because mechanics, because you have an interest in it, it also becomes your hobby. So you buy a car where more or less there's kind of nothing wrong with it. You decide to do what you know you can, like you said, modify it. So now you put it in a position it can't run, and then it gets to the point you get home from work, and that's the last thing you feel like doing. I mean, is that generally mechanics kind of deconstruct their own car to make it cooler?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Well, I get an email from the people that do my, that take care of my car, and let's say they say 6,000 miles to your next oil change. And let's say, they'll email me, you're due for an oil change. And I'm like, well, I've only gone 3,000 miles. You put a sticker in my window.
Right, you put the sticker.
Right, that tells me when I need to go back there and do that. They're like, well, maybe you want to come in now and we'll look at some other things. I'm like, I'm not going randomly to go get an oil change at 3,000 miles. And they do it all the time, so I'm always assuming. Because there was a time when I went in there and I needed, I don't know, like new brakes or something, whatever.
Yeah.
They found 7 different things that needed to be done.
Well, that's what I was
going to
ask.
By the time I walked out there, I swear to God, it was $2,000.
So one of the stereotypes of mechanics is that, are you gouging us or are you honestly discovering things? Like, look, man, I mean, look, everybody wants to upsell. I get it. But also, like, you should address these things. Or is that just something you guys kind of say to see if we'll part with the cash?
Honestly, with as long as I've done it, I feel like there are some people that definitely do try to get that extra stuff in there, but there are certain things that you definitely should do ahead of time because it could cause like more major issues in the future.
Okay.
You know?
What if somebody is just a D-bag to the front desk person? Are they going to have a, you know what I mean? Just whatever. They're upset. They're having a bad day. Are they going to get gouged a little bit more than someone who's a little bit easier to deal with?
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's true in everything.
Any profession. Generally, if you have to deal with someone before you deal with the people you're going to deal with the rest of the time, if word gets back there that you were difficult, like, oh, you are going to absolutely get inferior service at the superior price.
Especially in the kitchen, I guess, too.
Well, no, we'll charge you the same. And actually, we give you extra in the kitchen.
About to say a little extra ingredient.
Oh, plenty more. We won't charge you a dime for any of it.
That's not saffron.
Sex, race, religion, or occupation. What do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.